A souffle is a delicate kind of cake. I once made a perfect one that suffered a terrible fate.
That souffle was dealt an awful beating. It crashed to the kitchen floor before it could be eaten.
It's the kind of thing that sure does bug ya, and the one who made it far must be Arthur or D.W.
They were in the kitchen when it fell, but who done it, we can't tell.
I thought a souffle was supposed to fall.
It's a souffle.
You mean it was a souffle?
Two sides of the story. Two sides of the story. It's old, 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 familiar territory. I still love you, right or wrong. And the point of this whole song is that there's always two sides of the story.
Okay, you two, you're the subject of this tale, of how your dad's souffle never made it to the supper table.
It happened very fast, that we can't ignore. But who's the one who sent that souffle to the kitchen floor?
Souffle to the kitchen floor.
Two sides of the story. It's old, 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 familiar territory. I still love you, right or wrong. And the point of this whole song is that there's always two sides of the story.
Maybe Pal did it.
Don't blame the dog.
Nadine, how could you?
Or your imaginary friend.
Okay, you two, let's go over this again. Let's head down the trail to the wide open spaces of justice as we retrace your paces.
This posse needs some facts,
some hard evidence.
Now think, can either of you
recall the exact event?
Territory.